So about once a week, we've been chatting with our friend Lisa Brookman. She's a psychotherapist and co-owner of the West Island Therapy Center, getting a lot of messages from people saying how helpful it is, and a lot of people suggesting different topics, something maybe going on in your life that you'd like Lisa to speak on. And if that is happening, you can shoot us a text at 92925. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, everybody.
So we were going to talk about working from home. And I think these tips are going to help a lot of people, even if your job isn't necessarily at home right now. But the lines are very much blurred between the different sort of categories of our life right now. So it's going to be helpful for everyone. But first, I wanted to mention that last week on the show, we were talking about working from home. And there's a good 50% of people who said, I love it, I am thriving. And a good 50% of people who said it's actually really bad for their mental health to be working at home.
I know it's really challenging. You know, I've had to move my whole practice and I'm working from home and I'm actually enjoying it. I've been able to kind of pivot a little bit and change kind of my environment and I love it. But I have colleagues who are therapists who are finding it really difficult working from home.
What are the sort of the main personality traits you think of people who would be thriving in a home work environment and people who would be struggling?
So I think the first thing is if you have an adaptive type personality, right. So you're able to kind of go with the flow. What I'm seeing is people who are a little bit more rigid, who have more of a type A personality, mm-hmm. changing from, you know, what they know best to doing something a little bit different. They're having a lot of difficulty with it. People who are tend to see the glass half full, you know, yeah. are having an easier time. People who sometimes are more negative are having a bit of a more complicated time. Mm-hmm. It's really about the way you see the situation, though.
That's really a good point. I like that you mentioned it, is that maybe people also are struggling more with the change than the fact of actually working at home. Maybe that can be the biggest struggle, too.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. and again, it's really about making the best of a difficult situation.
Yes.
You know, it is complicated and difficult and challenging. But if you have the right mindset, I believe that we can basically do anything.
So let's get into some tips, Lisa. And I know that a lot of the texts coming in last week when we did this topic were that a lot of people had difficulties. Their home life and their work life became almost one.
I preach in my therapy sessions with my clients about having this work-life balance. And now people are having a really hard time separating it because work-life balance is in the same environment. So, you know, I understand that it's challenging and I understand that people are feeling a lot less productive. And I even have clients who have been experiencing some guilt. So, right. My first tip that I would say is really designate a workplace that you go to all the time. It's like a designated space in your home, even if it's like a little corner in your bedroom. And that becomes your designated workspace. So you're not working all over the home from the kitchen table to the den, because then what ends up happening is work takes over everything.
I was going to say on the toilet. You're not on the toilet
on
with
the
your
toilet,
laptop.
Right. Yes.
Don't be on Zoom on the toilet.
All right.
Well, I remember you guys talked about that. The woman was doing Zoom and she was in the bathroom. Don't do that.
So embarrassing. Okay, what about getting up and moving around in the space that we have? Like maybe at work, in a workspace, we're forced to move around more, going to the photocopier, going to talk to a colleague, that kind of thing, whereas at home we're kind of just in that one little area.
It's very interesting. So I've had quite a few clients who have actually told me that they've become more sedentary working at home than they are in their office, because they go to the bathroom, they go down for a coffee break, they go to the kitchen to make their lunch. Here, what I'm hearing from a lot of my clients is they're working right through the day. They're not getting up, they're not moving, they're forgetting to take breaks. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really important that you carve out some time. You know, it's beautiful out. Go take a 15-minute break at lunchtime and walk outside, or do some yoga stretches at your desk. Or you have to keep your body moving. And it's very easy to forget that piece. But if you don't, you're going to end up having aches and pains. And working from home is going to take a toll on your body. Moving is important.
Yeah, you got to stretch it out for your physical health and your mental health. All right, so we are joined once again by my friend Lisa Brookman. She's a psychotherapist, co-owner of the West Island Therapy and Wellness Center. We're talking about the important things we need to put in place to make our home work situation more bearable. And maybe you've moved your entire job and your workplace to your home. Maybe you're finding you're having to work at home a little bit or part-time, having more Zoom meetings. In most ways, most people's work environments have changed right now throughout this, right?
Oh. For sure. And it's really, we have to kind of adapt to it because we don't know how much longer this is going to go on for.
Exactly. So, you know, whether you're working from home or you're staying at home raising your kids, or maybe you're staying at home raising yourself and taking care of yourself right now, it is so important to get up and get ready for your day, to set that marker, right?
I can't believe how many people are letting this piece fall to the wayside. We have to get up, take a shower, get dressed. You know, if you enjoy wearing makeup, put some makeup on. I have clients who have been expressing that they're not showering, they're doing their work in pajamas. This is not a great way to start your day. It starts it feeling like, I think, almost a bit cumbersome, a bit heavy. I say make your morning a fresh start. Do what you would normally be doing if you were going out to the office or if you were going to, you had errands to do. Start your day right. Even a little exercise program in the morning if you can fit it in. All those things really build up our productivity, and it's really good for our mental wellness.
True, and the jammies, as comfy as they are, they just don't feel good after that many hours.
Exactly, and then you know what? When you look at yourself at the end of the day and you want to get into something more cozy, there's something really lovely about that, about taking off your work clothes washing up and getting into sweatpants and a sweatshirt. If you're like that all day, you don't even get that benefit at the end
That's
of the day.
That's so true. You want that moment where you take off the bra and the jeans and the tight pants.
It's my favorite.
Yes.
Don't know what you're talking about. All right. So,
I get it.
It pretty much comes down to setting a schedule, right?
Setting a schedule. You know, people, again, because everyone's off kilter, because there's no kind of set structure, people are kind of doing things, you know, at the drop of a hat. Maybe I'll do this. Maybe I'll do that. The best thing, whether you're working from home, whether you're off work, whether you have your kids at home, is to set some type of schedule. It doesn't have to be rigid. But you should have a wake-up time, you should have a shower time, you should have a time where you have a breakfast, have a time when you take a break, have a time when you decide to make supper or throw some laundry into the washing machine. If you do that, it just makes the flow of the day work better, but it also gives you a sense of grounding and a sense of control. Without structure and without a schedule, you never know what's going to happen, and you almost get there with anticipation, which could trigger a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, really quickly, Lisa, I wanted to ask you about the importance of, number one, continuing to connect with colleagues, because if you're very social and you're used to like fluttering around the office, connecting with people all day, that can be tough. And then also connecting with yourself, like the self-care part of it.
You know, people are feeling lonely. They're feeling isolated. You know, we're social beings. Have lunchtime with a colleague on Zoom. Make a
Sankofet.
You know, practice some self-care. You know, give yourself a little manicure after work, or do a face mask, or do things that make you feel empowered and grounded. Again, you know, if we could just embrace what's going on and accept this right now as the new normal and kind of pivot and adjust our life, we're going to be so much better off, and we're going to adjust so much better to the circumstances.
Just putting my schedule together now. Face mask at 2.
Yes.
Manicure at 5.
And then
you're speaking my language, Mark.
And then we'll Skype together around 6 p.m. We did that actually last weekend with everybody here from here at the Beat 92.5.
Yeah.
It helped,
so
right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It definitely.
All right. Those are some great tips. We're going to get them up online for you at thebeat925.ca. As always, Lisa Brookman, she's a psychotherapist, co-owns the West Island Therapy and Wellness Center. Thank you so much for being such a rock for us throughout all of this and such a great resource.
Always my pleasure, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, guys.